Hello, it's John, and I'm laughing because the person I'm interviewing me has just helped me to put this machine on. And this is Dave Milner. Now, you probably remember that Elizabeth, my wife, and I did an interview a few months ago about introducing new members to the Scout movement with the Appointments Committee. Now, the person I'm speaking to now is Dave Milner, and he also helps to do this job, but he takes the position much further than Elizabeth and I do, and I'd like him to explain what it really means to be the Assistant District Commissioner of this district. So over to you, Dave.
What I really am is not an Assistant District Commissioner. I really am in the SAS. Not the Army Group, but Scout Active Support, which means that I look after the interests of adults. And if they have problems or they need advice, then they can come to me and I can give them what experience I've got. I have been in this movement quite a long time. I first started going to Cubs with my mother at the age of 4. But I couldn't join because you couldn't join then until you were 8. So I had to wait another 4 years to join. So I've really been in scouting since 1956.
God, heavens above. Right. So you must have picked up a few hints and wrinkles since then.
Yeah. One or two, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's been an absolutely wonderful organisation. It's the best youth organisation in the world. And I have a few facts, if you want to hear a few facts.
Let's have a few facts.
400,000... scouts and guides in this country.
In this country alone?
In this country alone. In the world, in 218 countries, there are 38 million of us. So not only are we successful here, but all over the world. It is a marvellous organisation, and every young person, I feel, should join it just for the enjoyment of it.
Right, I mean, we're at pains to point out, aren't we, at these interviews when we're talking to new prospective leaders, that they're not alone and it is part of a very big family. I hadn't realised it was quite as big as we are. Mm. So you've got special interests and skills that you brought to the movement. Do you want to tell us about those?
Yes, well, over the years I've organised, when I had a scout troop of my own, I used to organise all sorts of different events, but I'm particularly good at camping skills, at what we call backwood skills, that's sort of living off the land, like a bit like Bear Grylls on this island thing, and I currently look after people that want to get a night's away permit. That gives them the skills and necessary equipment to take young people off and go camping safely. And I give them advice about that and issue a permit if I find that they're competent enough so everybody can understand that their children are safe in the company of other people.
Right, there's a lot of big emphasis played on safeguarding, isn't there, nowadays?
Absolutely.
It's perhaps a good job. That long gone are the days when you could just take two or three lads out under a tent and, you know, nobody would bother.
Yes.
They're long gone, aren't they, those days?
I remember going on what's called an aerial runway, I think they're called zip lines these days, and the brake was simply a knot at the end of the rope. And if you were lucky, you didn't hit the tree, you were able to jump off.
Right, yes. I've had experience of the aerial ropeways. Yes, they've certainly tightened up since my day. Yeah.
Oh, and my other skill, my main skill, is archery.
Right.
I've been an archer for quite some time now. I did have the opportunity to shoot for Yorkshire a long time ago. I'm talking a long time ago here now, but I've always kept it up, and I try to go most summer times during the holidays and teach young people how to shoot correctly and again be safe and enjoy their time there.
Right, so whereabouts do you practice this? Have you got a club anywhere?
Mainly at Bradley Wood I practice now, because the other clubs that I joined, there was one at Brooksbank School, during the winter time you could practice down one of the corridors, or in the main hall. And I once used the one at Halifax at the sports centre there, but they're a bit officious and keen there. Mm-hmm. They don't seem to think that archery should be fun.
Oh, I see.
Everything's so serious, whereas when I practice at Bradleywood, I usually practice shooting balloons.
Oh, right, yeah. Now, you mentioned Bradleywood, and you and I know full well what that's all about. What exactly is Bradleywood for people that have never heard of it?
Bradleywood is the West Yorkshire Scout camping site, which is based at Bradley in Huddersfield, and can cater for up to 1,000 scouts or 1,000 people that want to camp. Some of the camping's indoor, some of it's, most of it's outdoors, in tents and things. And they have various activities you can do, archery of course, which I do, and then there's climbing, both inside and outside. There's now a zip line.
Without a knot?
Without a knot, with a proper seat and harness and all the safety stuff that goes with it.
Right.
There's crate stacking, there's orienteering, there's all sorts of different activities you can try. There's even a swimming pool, but I don't recommend that because it's always blinking cold.
Imagine a kilo cure going in there. Right. So when the new leaders come into a group and so on, we often say that if they need to turn to anybody for help, you know, to improve the skills and so on, they can turn to yourself and you will point them in the right direction. How is training done nowadays, by and large?
Mostly it's done by special mentors or tutors who go through a list of the skills that you already have, and those that the Scouting Association needs, they will fill in, and you can spend time studying these different modules, as they're called. There are 38 modules altogether, but you don't have to do them all.
Mm-hmm.
If you already have skills, for instance, if you're an accountant, you won't need to do the financial module. And so mainly they're there to support you to do your job as well as you can, and if you're not sure, there'll be somebody, as you say, that can help you. Mainly my role is not to be sitting in a classroom, but actually doing practical things and how to do them more easily than being presented with a tent and saying, put that up. Because
mm-hmm.
There are right ways and wrong ways, and there are easy ways and hard mm-hmm. ways, as you know. The diagrams are not the best in the world.
No. Especially if they're anything like the IKEA ones, but we won't bother going into that one. Right, so you're very much a practical person, aren't you? And when people come to you, you will, as you said, point them in the easiest direction to make it so that they're not put off by rules and regulations, but they're encouraged to go along the training route.
Scouting, it says it out, is the bit in scouting that I particularly enjoy, being out. And yes, if it's not enjoyable, why would you want to do it?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and the easier you find it, and the more enjoyable it is.
That's right. And when it isn't enjoyable anymore, you should think of, am I doing the right job?
Correct. Right. Yeah.
I mean, when we interview these people, they're not all young people, are they? Some are quite mature, and we sometimes say to them that if they've joined for a particular reason, like the children are in or something like that, but they find that they're in the wrong section, like they might not be very happy looking after baby beavers.
Yeah, they can move.
They can move, there's no problem, is there?
No, absolutely not. No. In fact, it's encouraged that you don't stick with the same group all the time, because you then find that some of your activities become very stale and there's no enjoyment left in it. So trying something different, going to a different group, watching what they do, or joining in with what they do, or taking on a different role, can extend your enjoyment of the whole movement.
Right. So what do you think the state of scouting is at the moment? Are you happy with it?
Yes, on the whole, I think it's the best that it's ever been. And I think Bear Grylls, I'll have to call him his proper name, Edward is his real name, of course, that he has promoted scouting better than anybody before. And I think that's encouraged lots of young people to join, and adults usually follow their children into the movement, so that's good.
That's very often how we get them, isn't it, how the leaders come along, because it's a family affair.
It is a family affair. And a lot of people don't realise that there isn't a scouter that gets paid. Everything is voluntary.
Mm-hmm.
There are some paid leaders that do regional jobs or work at headquarters, but most adults in the movement don't get paid anything.
No. And they devote hours and hours of voluntary time to this. As we sometimes say, it isn't one night a week. You can find yourself giving an awful lot of time to the movement. But you do that voluntarily, as you say, there's no obligation.
No, you can give up when you want.
Mm-hmm.
Although we'd rather you didn't, because we spend a lot of time on giving you the skills that you need to do the job as well as you can.
Mm.
And we encourage all sorts of people to join, from disabled to high flyers. Everybody will find their place in this movement. Mm.
It is very, very inclusive, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think people do need to know that, yeah. Right, well, thanks for that, Dave.
No problem at all. I've enjoyed
speaking to you, and I hope our readers have picked up a little bit about how much goes on behind the scenes in scouting. And so thank you very much indeed.
Absolutely. Right. Fine, thank you.
Thank you.